Parshas Ekev. It's Lakut Teira. A Parshas Ekev. The first Maimer. It's on page 26. The Alter Rebbe starts off over here. He's discussing the Mon, explaining about the Mon that came in Hashemayim, what the Mon represents. A beautiful Maimer. Be'emes, this Maimer has to do with the whole Eden of Tchiyas HaMeisim that's going to be when Mashiach comes. And the Maimer... You learned it already?
Everybody learned it.
But you can learn the Maimer again. It's going to be a different Maimer. And this Maimer... The Rebbe has a Maimer, Tov Shem Mem Dalet, based on this Maimer. And the Rebbe over there explains this Maimer. But the Rebbe says that we know everything that's going to happen, La'asid Lovei, happens through our Avodah. That's the Klal. Because the Alter Rebbe tells us in Tanya that all the revelations of Mashiach and Tchiyas HaMeisim all come through Ma'aseinu V'Avodaseinu. We make it. So whatever's going to happen, we have to do something now similar to it to make it happen. So, the question is, what is it in our Aveda now that we're going to do now to make Tchiyas HaMeisim? Okay, there's a lot of different things that are going to happen, L'Asid Lovei. But Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's a big one. What are we supposed to do now in our Aveda Hashem that's going to make Tchiyas HaMeisim happen, L'Asid Lovei? So we have to understand the ingredients for Tchiyas HaMeisim. What is the cause for Tchiyas HaMeisim? Once we understand the ingredients for Tchiyas HaMeisim, we'll understand what we're supposed to do nowadays to make Tchiyas HaMeisim. And once we know how to do Tchiyas HaMeisim, we don't have to wait for Tchiyas HaMeisim. We can start making it already now. So this is the Meir Dike Maimer, the Maimer that tells us about the Inyan of Tchiyas HaMeisim. So this part actually starts with Alter Rebbe over here. It starts to explain the Inyan of Rachamim Rabim. Because we say Mechayim Meisim Berachamim Rabim. When Hashem is Mechayim Meisim, it happens through Rachamim Rabim. It means the cause of Tchiyas HaMeisim is Rachamim Rabim. We find in Chazal many different lishonos on Tchiyas HaMeisim. It says that Hashem is going to do it through the Tal, through Du. But in every day in Davening, Shemayna Esri, we say Mechayim Meisim Berachamim Rabim. That means Rachamim Rabim is the ingredient that brings Tchiyas HaMeisim. So we have to understand, what is Rachamim Rabim? There's Rachamim and Rachamim Rabim. What's Rachamim Rabim? So here the Alter Rebbe starts to be masbir with a moshul from a king. It's on the second column, in page 26, five lines down in the column. The Hainu Kmei L'moshul Melech Bosavetam, like a moshul of a king. Shemipnei Gav Hu Sevis Nasu Seakol Asorim V'Amim, because he's so much greater than everyone else. Yesh Be'midas Rachmanus Yeser, he has more Rachmanus. That's the first thing the Alter Rebbe says. If a person is great, he has more rachmanis. And the greater he is, the more rachmanis he has. That's the first thing. Like they say, ufgeheben the mensch.
He's recognized by everybody.
It doesn't matter by everyone who is recognized. Like he's taka a higher caliber.
He's probably one of those people that don't have mirrors in the house.
What? A higher caliber person. Like a king. We're talking about a king, you're right. Because whenever we say a king, it's hard to know what we mean when we say a king. Over here we mean that Take is someone who's Take higher. It could be in many different ways. It could be higher because he has more Gashmias, so he's higher in Gashmias. But when we're talking about higher, we mean higher in every way. So the greater he is, the more Rachmanis he has on everyone. The greater he is, the more he realizes how everyone is lacking. And when he sees how much everyone is lacking, he has rachmanis on them. To tutim vei. Lachin ha-rachmanis gedoilam ve'ed ve'enav ha-gedol ve'etzem shiflusam. So b'kocham mamish kivi yochol be'erin sif baruch u'sotu by the Eibishter shahakel b'teilu v'metzias negdi yisporach. Everything is bottle v'metzias by the Eibishter v'kula mamish kolach shiva kamei. By the Eibishter, even the Eilmei Sol Yeinim, it's Nishdos. You're missing the boat. You're not connected to Hashem Himself. So therefore, the Rachmanis is a Mirdike Rachmanis on them. Now, the Rebbe continues saying that even Gan Eden Ha'oyin and Gan Eden Atachnin, the Irish also has Rachmanis. You have Tzadikim sitting in Gan Eden and then in Ziv Hashchina, but it's only a Ziv Hashchina. What do they have? They're not connected to Hashem himself. So therefore, the Rebbe says, by the Eibushir himself, you can't say there's something else. There's Gan Eden. There's Eden. There's the Eibushir. And if there is Gan Eden, there's something else besides Hashem, it's a big Rachmanis. And the Eibushir sees the Meridik Rachmanis. So that's what the Rebbe starts to explain. Bechlal, the greater a person is, the more Rachmanis he has. Bechlal. And then, the greater the person is, his Rachmanis is not only on people that are very low. His Rachmanis could be even on people that are very high. The king has Rachmanis even on the mayor of the town. Because he knows what's going on in the palace, and he sees what the mayor has. He's garnished Lugavi what's going on in the palace. So his Rachmanis is even on the mayor. So it's a whole different type of Rachmanis. There is a Rachmanis, Stam, when we say Rachmin, the person is in a certain situation. It's very interesting. Because when we say Rachmanis, whatever we say, it's like an interesting thing. Whenever we speak about Rachmanis, everything is comparison to something else. It's all relative. I know why. Because my sister came from Taiwan, Bangkok. Ooh. My sister married a cantor, Rabbi Cantor. So that's my sister's Rebbezin Cantor. So she came, they're having a chasne mitzvah Hashem next week. So they came here, Shoatev and Mitzlacha. So they came already to Crown Heights, already early, make all the hachonis, and they're staying.
You said a video about the king?
So,
Thailand?
No.
I thought you were going to talk about this.
So that video. So, I met my sister a few days ago. She's like, wow, it's so beautiful. What's so beautiful? These sidewalks you could walk. Sidewalks. So beautiful. I'm like, beautiful, what's so beautiful? Everyone's in the country, we're here. You're saying, here is beautiful. Everyone's running away from Crown Heights. Everyone's running to the country, you're saying it's beautiful. The weather in Thailand, if you leave matzah after Pesach for a few weeks, you can't get matzah too much before Pesach. Because from the moist, so humid, everything dissolves. The matzah becomes like a
water.
Turns into waterish. Yeah. It becomes that's it. It's not a matzah anymore. It's not hard. You have to get the matzah right before Pesach. So you can't take a walk, just a stamaze for pleasure, go for a walk, because first of all, there's no sidewalks. And this is what she's telling me. And it's so humid. Over here, you're able to walk. I'm a chaya, and the humidity is nothing. What's the humidity?
There's some cycles now on the sidewalk, though.
Huh?
The cycles on the sidewalk. Over here.
So it gave me a whole different outlook. It really gave me a whole different outlook because it says in Hayom Yom that when it comes to Gashmi, you're supposed to look at what people that have less. Comes to Ruchni, you're supposed to look at people that have more. Because Ezehu Asher has Sameach Bechalke. She Taka had less, and she came here and she's like, wow, I don't need anything more. Running to the country, this is great. Everything is relative. The people that are in Crown Heights and they're looking for Florida, they're looking for something else, they're waiting to jump something, they're not happy here because they're looking at something higher than them and therefore they're lacking. So when it comes to Rachmanis also, whenever we speak about Rachmanis, everything is relative. If we have Rachmanis, we're saying, oh, you know why there's Rachmanis? Because normally I should be in a normal situation and I'm below what's normal. So that's a certain level of Rachmanis in comparison to what's to the average. And I'm below average, so therefore there's Rachmanis.
Whoever's listening could be...
Put on mute.
Then I can hear us, just put it on mute.
I don't hear you.
No, we're hearing that noise.
You won't hear them.
No, they want to hear.
They have to put on mute.
Whoever's listening to this share... whoever's listening to the share, please make sure there's no noise. We're hearing clicking the whole time. It has to be silent.
Sure.
Yes. So Vikitzer.
He has to put on mute. Okay.
Ah. So too, when we speak about rachamim, whenever we're saying rachamim, so we're saying, okay, you know what? yesterday I wasn't, I was on this level, and today I'm lower. So the tzrachim in comparison to what I was yesterday. Everything is in comparison. So it's all going to be rachamim to a certain degree. And if I get to the level where I was yesterday, so there's no more rachamim. The ultimate rachamim is rachamim rabim. The emes rachamonis is rachamim rabim. The ultimate rachamim is, we're not comparing to something a little higher, to what we were yesterday, to Florida, to here. We're comparing to Hashem himself. Rachamim rabim. And then there's a rachamonis on everything. And the Rachmanis is a much greater Rachmanis because it's the Eivishir Alein. So no matter where we are, it's a Meir de Rachmanis. That's Rachmim Rab. We're not trying to, but it's really a whole different attitude of Rachmim. Because a lot of times, the Altareb is going to speak about now, how in Avedas Hashem, we're supposed to be Meir de this Rachmim on ourselves. We're supposed to think about ourselves and say, our neshama was a chelik of the Eivishir, was one with Hashem himself. And now, the Altareb continues saying, and now the neshama is kosher with the world that's covering over on the Eivishir. And even if we're learning Torah, but if we're learning Torah for another motive, not for to be connected to Hashem himself, it's already not the Eivishir Alei. We're already missing. So it's a whole new attitude on Rachamim. Because we're always looking at Rachamim. If there is Rachamim, it has to be someone who's in the dumps. So why is there Rachamim? Because there's a lot of negativity. So there's Rachamim because Mamish I did Avedis, because the guy has no food, because something is Mamish Azei, like they say, in the Erderaim. But over here, the Alter Rebbe says, the Rachamim is not coming because of the negativity. The Rachamim is coming because of, not because of the negativity, it's coming because of, in comparison to so much positivity. In comparison to Hashem himself, there's rachamim on everything. Why? Not because we're bad, but because we're lacking what Hashem, the Eivishir Alein.
The ultimate good.
To the king himself, when he's in his palace, he looks at everyone, he says, Arachmanis. Not because they're mamish in the dumps, but because he sees what's in the palace, so there's Arachmanis on everyone.
He's so higher.
Because he's so much higher. So the emese rachamim rabim is not necessarily because we have to say we're in the dumps. That's only when we're talking about rachamim stam, because it's comparison. Why is there rachamim on you? Comparison to what? To average. So to have rachamim, you got to be in the dumps. When we're speaking about the Eibishter, the hadgosh is not the dumps, because we don't have to be in the dumps to have rachamim rabim. As long as we're lacking the Eibishter himself, there's rachamim rabim. So we could have a good life. So that's what the Alter Rebbe starts to speak about. That's the rachamim rabim. It's like a king's rachamonis, and that's the Eibishter alein. So the Alter Rebbe. So when every person thinks about this, every person thinks about himself. So then when we think about this rachamim, we're me'eder the Eibishter's grace rachmanis. This is five lines from the bottom. How far we're from the Eibishter. And through this rachamim rabim, tichye nafshei kitchias hameisim mamish. With this, we will come to ourself to get chias hameisim. We know Tchias HaMesim is going to come through Tal. Tal is the Rachamim Rabim, is the revelation of Hashem himself. And the Alter Rebbe says, this Inyan is going to happen when Mashiach comes, the Inyan of Tchias HaMesim, through the Rachamim Rabim. But right now, the Alter Rebbe says, on page Yudalit, two lines from the top, every person could revive his own nefesh. But every person who's connected to the Shtusim of the world, in a certain sense, we're considered mason, because it says Rishoyim, even when they're alive, they're considered mason. But through the Hiseirus of Rachamim Rabim, through that, the Eibishter is going to elevate the Chayis back to its source and give it a Meir Dekachayis. And the Alter Rebbe starts to continue that this Ein of Rachamim Rabim comes through Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. And even though Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim seemingly is Midas, is measurements, and it's Yud Gimel, so it's limitations. Nevertheless, that's all the way the Rachamim Rabim comes down into the world. For the Rachamim Rabim to come down into the world, it has to come through the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim. But Be'etzem, it's Rachamim Rabim. It's higher than any limitations.
Moshe Rabbeinu was 12. It's the highest level of tefillah.
That's why Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is the highest level. In the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim is found the Rachamim Rabim.
It's higher than Kiryat Shema, higher than Shema Esri. And that's why we say Tachanun after everything.
After everything.
And when we don't say it, by not saying it, it's even higher than saying the Yud Gimel Midas. Is that correct?
Rachamim Rabim.
This is what I was told.
Rachamim Rabim is
Mustamad. It means there's a higher level of Gilui
Rachamim Rav is mustama. The Davis is so great.
Exactly.
For
and therefore, there's Rachamim Rav.
Everybody, for anybody, you have Rachamim Rav. Because as much as we'll do, as great as we will be,
so the Rachamim Rav is expressed through Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim.
And that's a specialty of a beard. The specialty of a beard is that we know the beard is called Yud Gimel Tikkun Dikne, that the Rachamim Rav comes through the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim that is found in the beard.
Can you explain what the connection is there?
I'll tell it brings from the Zohar. In the brackets in Oyz Gimel, it says Kashem and Hatoiv Yered Al Azoken, the good oil is going down on the beard of Aaron HaKohen. So the Zohar tells us Ihu Shem and Ihu Tal, the Tal which is the Rachmim Rabim, Tal which is Rachmim Rabim, and Shemen is the same level. That means the Shem and Hatoiv Yered Al Azoken is the same level as Rachmim Rabim. It's the Tal, and it's Yered Al Azoken. What is it we say in Tilim? Kashem and Hatoiv Yered Al Azoken. We're saying is that it's nimshach umislavish biyud gimel midas shem chinas yud gimel tikkun dikne. That where is the shem and tov found? It's found in the yud gimel sarachim, which is the yud gimel tikkun dikne.
What kista the chizur?
A little bit of life.
So even the rishayim are going to get a bit kista amazing.
All the kol yisroel yashem chil kol elam ava. But the chiddush of this maimer is a mer dike chiddush, because the Alter Rebbe is saying over here, Mechaya Mason Berachim Rabim, Mashiach will come, the Eibush will be Me'eder his Rachim Rabim. And that will actually elevate all the Mason and make them Begashmis alive. And that's actually the level of Mon. The Mon is the level of Tal. It says the Mon had two on top, which is the level of Rachim Rabim. And Taki says, when Mashiach will come, we're going to eat the Mon. The Rebbe brings, that's why there's a whole Shakavataya. What bracha do you make on Mon? Why is there a Shakavataya? What bracha do you make on Mon? The answer is because we're going to have Mon when Mashiach comes. L'chadchila, the mon is going to be this level of rachim rabim that's going to bring tchias ha-mason. But afterwards, when there's neshama beguv, after tchias ha-mason, we're going to continue eating the mon.
What do you mean you're going to make?
So it's not going to be a gashmistic life.
Gashmistic life?
Gashmistic life now is you eat and then there's waste.
So they're giving the midbar also a gashmistic life.
If you're eating mon,
right.
It's more of a ruchni.
Yeah?
It's lechem avirim, right?
Yeah?
Lechem,
yeah. Ha-metzi lechem en-ha-shamayim. So the Alter Rebbe says that we know the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim already revealed in Chodesh Elul. That's the famous Horei B'Shishanim. The Chodesh Elul is found in Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. That's why some people have the minhag to already start saying Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim in Chodesh Elul. Slichus. Svardim say the whole Chodesh. We say it in the end of the month. But they say the whole Chodesh. Why? Because Chodesh Elul is already a special time for the Hiseiris of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. So, and this is Mechayim Meisim Berachim Rabim. So first of all, the way the Rebbe says it in the Maimir, first of all is, what are we supposed to do to bring the Tchias HaMeisim? What Avodah are we supposed to do to cause Tchias HaMeisim? The Avodah we're supposed to do is be Me'ir Derachim Rabim. The way we're Me'ir Derachim Rabim is by thinking what the Alter Rebbe told us, to think into this Holy Zbeinus. This is actually Me'ir the Rachim Rabim L'mayla, when we think about it, we're me'ered by the Eivishter. And that's what causes Tchias HaMeisim. But the Alter Rebbe says it's not only causing Tchias HaMeisim L'asid Lovei, but even before, right now, a Yid could be Mechaya his Nefesh, because in a certain sense, every person, or a lot of people, right now, are also in a certain sense of Meisim. Like the Gemara tells us, Rishoyim B'chayim Kruyim Meisim. To make this more practical, we're thinking. I learned this maimer the first time.
Second to every year, does we get their mace?
Well, I'll soon speak. I learned the maimer the first time. Okay, nice maimer. It was very nice. Then I learned the Rebbe's maimer. The Rebbe said that in this maimer is the ingredients how to cause tchias ha-mason when Mashiach comes. So I missed the point. I better learn the maimer again. In this maimer is the ingredients how to cause tchias ha-mason. Wow. So I learned the maimer the second time. I said, Take, rachamim rabim. Wasn't just stamas. This is the ingredients for tchias ha-mason. And then I realized that the maimer is saying not only tchias ha-mason lost love, we could make tchias ha-mason happen now, because right now a lot of people, like you know, some people, we all relate to it. If he's sleeping or he's awake, it's not too much of a difference. Where's the life? Where's the? Mm-hmm. It says the nefesh abahamis is old, zokin uksil. He's old and foolish. The nefesh alikis is yeled v'chocham. He's a yeled. What does it mean, a yeled? A yeled means there's life.
Energy.
Then kedusha is energy. is chayim. Rishoyim b'chayim kruyim mason. They're mason. There's no energy. So everyone is looking for tchias hamason. Tchias hamason. So where do we get the tchias hamason? So the Alter Rebbe says the tchias hamason comes through this ingredient of realizing how great the Eibishter is, and realizing if the Eibishter is so great, I don't have to be amazed. Even if I'm in Gan Eden, I'm already legabi the Eibishter, in a certain sense amazed. And there's a meir dekerachemim rabim ami. When we realize this, so that what we're thinking, that's the way we call it by the Eibishter, the same thing. Hashem Silcha, Hashem is our shadow. So Hashem, the same thing happens by the Eibishter. And we're mamshich, this rachemim rabim, the tal, the Alter Rebbe is going to say, tal teire mechayeyu, that then when we learn teire, it's going to be nimshach in the teire, the yugim midas rachemim. It's very interesting, isn't it? There's a Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg, he's a makubo. From Eretz Yisrael. So he has a book, and in one of the books he writes, like Derech Agav, I was looking in one of the books, I don't remember which one it was, and he writes over there that sometimes people get stuck, like they fall into a pit, they can't get out, they're stuck.
What, with Avedis?
No, in life, you get stuck, and you can't, something bothers, whatever bothers you, and you get stuck by it, and you can't move on, you're stuck to that problem.
So, what do you mean?
No, listen.
So he says the first thing the Yid has to do is the Pashas, if you're stuck in a pit, so you have to call for help. You can't get out by yourself. You're going to climb, you're going to fall. You're going to climb, you can't get out. So you have to call for help. So you call someone else. Either someone else, someone who's capable of helping you. If the guy's not capable of helping, you don't call them. So it has to be someone who knows how to get you out. So you go to someone, a professional that will get you out. But he says that's only the second ingredient. The first ingredient is to be me'eder rachim ram by the Eibishter. That's the first ingredient. Mechayim meisim berachim ram. The first ingredient is a yid is me'eder rachim ram. That's the first thing. Then everything needs a keli al piteva. Keli al piteva. If you want to, you do business. You have to do a keli. So the keli is then you go to the professional. But what's the ur? The ur is the mechayim meisim berachamim rab. Is the rachamim rab.
So what? How do we do it?
So you learn this maimer again. You learn the maimer again, and you think about how great. It's not because how bad I am. Doesn't have to. That could add, but that's not the stress. The stress is not how far I am. The stress is how great the Eibishter is. And if the Eibishter is so great, there's a meir dekerachamim rabim on me. I'm not connected to the Eibishter himself.
And therefore everything's
I'm not feeling the Eibishter himself. And there's a Meir Dekir Rachim Rabim. And then when we have that Rachim Rabim, we're Meir that by the Eibishter. And the Eibishter's Rachim Rabim comes be his galus. And the Eibishter connects us to him himself. And that gives us the Tchias HaMeisim. We get the life. Va'atem Hadveikem Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kol Chamayim. We get the Tchias HaMeisim.
It says that whoever is greater, bigger the Tzadik, bigger and bigger, you have more bittul. The greater you are, the more bittul. Why? Because the closer you get to the Eibishter, you realize how small you are. You get even closer to the Eibishter, you realize how small. The more you get closer to the glory of Hashem, you feel small. That's why this tzaddikim, the greater they are, the more bittul they have. Moshe was the greatest and has the greatest bittul. So the rachamim rabim is because you see the greatness of the Eibishter. So it's a big rachman. I'm so small.
Very nice. Hey, the Alter Rebbe finishes off over here with the mon. He finishes off the mon that the Yidden had. It was such a high darga. It was this darga of Rachim Rabim, the revelation of Hashem himself. And we say that even the Ovis didn't have this level. The Ovis didn't have this level.
Can I say